From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Washington alarmed over pending Russian air defense missile sale to Iran. Russia's decision to lift the ban on its sale of sophisticated air defense missile systems to Iran has caught the attention of Washington. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says Secretary of State John Kerry discussed the matter by phone with his Russian counterpart Monday.
The secretary raised those concerns in a call with Foreign Minister Lavrov this morning. We don't believe it's constructive at this time for Russia to move forward with this. But, we've worked very closely with the Russians on the P5 plus one negotiations. We don't think this will, have an impact on unity in terms of inside the negotiating room. So they did discuss it.
Moscow signed a contract worth $800 million in 2007 to supply the missiles to Tehran. But it froze the contract 3 years later after the UN Security Council imposed sanctions on Tehran over its nuclear ambitions. Representatives of Libya's rival governments met under UN mediation Monday in Algiers, trying to end years of chaos and violence. It was a second round of talks aimed at a transition government. Bernardino Leon, the special UN envoy, spoke about the importance of success at the talks.
To try to send a very strong message that no more Libyans should be killed. No more Libyans should lose their lives because there must be a possibility for all Libyans to live together.
The violence that has persisted in the North African country since the 2011 ouster of Muammar Gaddafi erupted again Monday with a bomb exploding outside the Moroccan embassy. The bombing came hours after gunmen opened fire on the South Korean embassy compound, killing two Libyan guards and wounding a third person. Islamic State militants claim responsibility for both attacks. This is VOA News. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi meets President Obama at the White House Tuesday to try to convince him to give his country more air support and billions in new arms shipments to fight Islamic State militants. Before leaving Iraq Monday, Mr. Abadi said both the U.S. and Iran are helping Baghdad confront the IS threat, and he called his relationship with Tehran balanced.
Iran is providing us with help and support because this is in the national interest of Iran. Daesh is a threat to the national interest of Iraq and to the national interest of Iran and to the national interest of the whole region. So Iran is helping us, and we say thank you to Iran. We say thank you to all countries who provide us with this support and this help. We are not prepared to act on behalf of others against our neighboring countries.
The United States has led an international coalition conducting an aerial bombardment campaign of IS positions in both Iraq and Syria and provided arms and training for Iraqi forces. The Iraqi troops have succeeded in recent weeks in retaking substantial territory from IS fighters, including Tikrit, after a month-long battle. Sparse voting took place Monday on the first of 3 days of balloting in Sudan's national and state elections, boycotted by the opposition and expected to extend the long rule of President Omar al-Bashir and his Congress National Congress Party. Mr. Bashir, wanted by the International Criminal Court on war crimes charges, has been in power since 1989 and won a 2010 vote that the opposition alleged was rigged. Voters have only the president and a collection of minor candidates to choose from in an election that runs through Wednesday. The European Union, U.S., Britain, and Norway have all criticized the election, saying the lack of a promised national dialogue has left Sudan without an inclusive political process. Results from Nigeria's state elections show a solid swing to the party of President-elect Muhammadu Buhari, with his All Progressives Congress capturing at least 20 states so far, to 13 for the People's Democratic Party of defeated incumbent Goodluck Jonathan. Meanwhile, those demanding the return of hundreds of schoolgirls abducted by the Islamist group Boko Haram a year ago Monday held a silent march in Abuja. Aisha Yusufu is among them.
We ought to have protected them. We failed them, each and every one of us. We failed them. And the next best thing that we ought to have done is to have rescued them. And up to now, we have not done that. And that's a shame for this country and the world as a whole.
President-elect Buhari said his administration will do everything in its power to rescue the girls taken from their school in the Borno state town of Chibok in April 2014. Russia and Ukraine agreed Monday to pull back small-caliber weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine and continue withdrawing heavy weapons despite a surge in violence over the past several days. The ceasefire between Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists is holding. The Italian Coast Guard Monday discovered 9 bodies as it sought to rescue dozens of immigrants in waters off the Libyan coast. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.